Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Wednesday, I think. It's Wednesday, and the Packers have another practice for their mini camp, day two of three. And yes, the media will be there, and we will completely overanalyze and blow up every single narrative that we find emanating from Ray Nitschke Field. Oh, no, they're on Clark Hinkle. That's right. Clark Hinkle Field all throughout the day in the next 24 hours. It's so exciting. Nothing better than Overreaction Wednesday. Let's call it that. Hope you're all doing well. Good to see everybody in the comments section. As I am wont to do, want to give a shout out to our good friend Aaron Jones and his youth pro football camp. Make sure you head to aaronjonescamp.com. That's aaronjonescamp.com to learn everything you need to know about Aaron Jones' youth football camp happening in the Green Bay area in mid-July. If you are interested in signing up, use promo code CheeseheadTV to save 10%. That's promo code CheeseheadTV to save 10% at AaronJonesCamp.com. Aaron Jones, Aaron Rodgers, not in attendance, but Aaron Nagler here to talk to you, fine folks, Packers fans worldwide, because that's what we do here at Cheesehead TV. We're all about it. We're devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Good morning, Sandy. I hope you're well. Kenny, Lenny, how are you? Folk 34, how you doing, man? Brandy Lewis is here, of course. Brandy never misses it. And, of course, the one and only Joey the Jaguar is in the house. What's up, Joey? I love, does every kid in attendance get an all gas, no fucking break shirt? I'm all in. Why not? Since we have so many good offensive linemen, we'd love to see formation with eight on the field. Woo, Connor. Oh, I don't know if you can do that with regularity, but it'd be fun. It's interesting you bring up the offensive line because there are a lot of moving parts now with the last two drafts and the kind of infusion of youth into that room. But I would temper the idea that, oh, they've solved everything. They have all these great players. We've added talent. There's no doubt about it. But we still don't know who can do what. We still don't know who's actually good. We don't know anything about most of these young men. We saw glimpses, obviously, of Runyon Jr. last year. You know, but this draft class, some that we've heard a lot, we've heard Ben Braden is in the mix, for a starting job, and I'm very excited about it. But right now they're still in shorts. It's still June. Let's see what happens when the pads come on. Cause obviously that's where the rubber meets the road, especially for offensive linemen. We'll see what the talent level, we'll get a better idea of what the talent level is actually like, but I'm with you. I share your enthusiasm. Just saying, I would slow down a little bit on the we have all these talented offensive linemen. They got a lot of potential, but potential ain't keeping your quarterback upright on third and eight. Do we have a fullback on the team, or is it just Josiah's job? Well, they'll utilize the tight ends / H-backs, much like they have the last couple of years. Can we trust Rodgers if he plays knowing he has issues with the front office? Yes, Ron. If he's on the football field, he's playing to win. I would never believe that he's throwing games or what have you. Now, was he taking fewer chances, changing plays, what have you, when Mike McCarthy was in town that final year? Maybe in an attempt to usher in a new head coach? I'll always believe yes. There's no doubt there's been enough said and reported on that. You know, we know the relationship there was bad, but I do think that was a very different situation. They've got a great team. They've got a great squad. They've been knocking on the door of the Super Bowl. I can't imagine a competitor like Aaron Rodgers is going to sit there and go, you know what? I don't want to go to a Super Bowl. I'm going to throw this pick. I just don't see it. Justin, thanks for the super chat. We're all in this world to find someone that loves and gasses us up like Bakhtiari does. Bros do to each other. Oh, yeah. The Bakhtiari group, family, what have you, they're phenomenal. Good people all around. And they're a lot of fun on Twitter. Even if 12 returns, how loud will the boos be during intros of the first home game? Are you kidding? For Aaron Rodgers? No. The majority, the 99.9% of Lambeau will be screaming their heads off. Cheering on Aaron Rodgers' return, essentially. There will undoubtedly be one moron up in the nosebleeds going, boo! And then he will promptly be jumped by all his buddies and everyone around him. And probably dealt with as he should be. But yeah, no, there will not be booing if Aaron Rodgers is back under center that Monday night against the Lions. I think me and Robert Mays are the only ones who love O-line more than wide receivers. I mean, I love me some O-line. Nothing wrong with that. Usually the smartest guys on the team. Finally watching live. Been so long. Hope Rodgers is back. But reading to cheer on the ready to peer on the pack. No matter what happens. Thanks for talking to us every day. Andrew, thanks for stopping by. Absolutely. That's what I love to do. Love my way. Ooh, Favored Nation. That's a new one. All the musical love puns, titles, what have you, that have been strewn throughout the comment section this week. That is the first time I've heard Love My Way, which is a great track, classic. Just feel bad for Love. The kid didn't ask for the situation. I agree, Mike, but it ain't show friends. It's show business. He's got to show up. He's got to learn. He's got to develop. He's got to grow and shut out the distraction, shut out the noise, as Matt LaFleur said. So far, so good. There's a long way to go, obviously. Look, it's good that there are no fans in attendance for these practices, but there will undoubtedly be fans when training camp comes along, and it's going to be interesting. If Aaron Rodgers is in attendance at camp and Jordan Love is there with the ones, how much do we see a repeat of when Aaron Rodgers was named the starter and there were literally people at training camp practice, Green Bay Packers fans supposedly, booing Aaron Rodgers and saying, "We want Brett." Happened every day, every single day. And Aaron Rodgers dealt with it. And we'll see how Jordan Love deals with it if it comes to that. All the love puns. I love it. If Love is your QB, how will this offense look different schematically? That's a really good question, Ian. And I don't doubt for a moment. It's something LaFleur has been thinking a lot about, especially as of late. You have to think. The obvious answer here is it's twofold, right? Leaning into the running game seems like a no-brainer, of course. And I don't doubt for a moment that there will be a lot less on the quarterback's plate at the line of scrimmage, both as far as when it comes to audibles, but also protection-wise, calls at the line. I don't think they'll take everything away from Jordan, but the less they're asking him to do in that regard, the better, obviously, if he is a first-year starter under center for this Packers team. But yeah, there's going to be, I would think, a heavy reliance on Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon. I think you'd see a real leaning into a lot of the boot action stuff to get Jordan on the move, give him some high-low delineated reads. Not to say that those are easy. If you're throwing on the move, we've been spoiled by Aaron Rodgers making that look easy over the years, but that's no given. That's no sure thing. But I do think, yeah, you're gonna see maybe not more buttoned up, but something a little more conservative and a lot less kind of flooding the field with receiving options. I still think you'll see a lot of tight formation stuff, orbit motion, a lot of misdirection, maybe a lot more of it if Jordan's your quarterback. But I keep saying this, like, yes, there is stuff you can do to hide him, right? There's stuff you're going to do to try and make it as easy or as advantageous for your young quarterback as possible. But at some point, it is inevitable. It's going to be 3rd and 8 or longer, and he is going to have to stand in the pocket and make a throw to convert for a first down. And those are the spots where it's going to be hard at times, and we are going to see some ugly football. There is zero doubt about it. And he'll make a play or two. I have no doubt about that as well. But it is going to be hard to watch at times. Make no mistake. And I just implore Packers fans to remember that. That is to be expected, regardless of what they do schematically, regardless of how he develops. Standing in the pocket on 3rd down, reading the defense, knowing where to get the ball, where to push it, where to hold back, where to hit your check down, etc., all within the rhythm of the play. That is stuff that's going to take time. And the only way he's going to get better at it is by doing it in live games. That's what the future holds, kids. Whether that's this year or next, we'll see. Fell in love with a QB. Nice. Patrick, I literally skipped Super Chat. I literally do not. I got that one. I got that one. Patrick, actually a fan of Cheesehead TV. Thank you very much. Actually, is that a nod to the Pet Shop Boys and their phenomenal sophomore effort? So that's a great album. I think they should start Bortles if Aaron is gone for 1 year. What say you? No, I totally disagree. And I understand that line of thinking, right? I totally get it. But you pick Jordan Love to be the heir apparent. Let's start down that path as soon as possible. If Aaron is gone, it's Jordan Love time. Because sooner you get him on the field, the sooner you get him in live action, the sooner you're going to have I'm not even going to say a good quarterback, but the sooner you're going to know what you have. You got to find out at some point. Get him on the field. He'll never have a better supporting cast. Get him on the field. See what he can do. Start to figure out who he is as a quarterback in the NFL. Blake Bortles, you are literally just treading water. Just sitting there. Yeah, maybe scrape into the playoffs and maybe win a game or two, but hell, maybe you even miraculously get to the Super Bowl. I doubt it, though. The odds are insanely long, and you've now sat your quarterback for another year, and you have no idea who he is or what he's about. Get him on the field. If Aaron is gone, it's time for a new day. Oh, I love it. I knew this would come up. Nags, the Packers are one of the worst teams in the NFL without Rodgers. Ask Schefter. All right, let's just get it out in the open, shall we? I mean, I saw that comment from Adam Schefter last night, and I did laugh, and it's absurd on face value. We all know this, right? But let's make no bones about who is doing what for who and who is carrying water for what here, all right? Adam Schefter, who broke this story, for all intents and purposes, on draft day, is carrying water for David Dunn, Aaron Rodgers' agent. This is not a secret. Everybody knows it. That putting that out into the internet ecosphere helps David Dunn's client, helps David Dunn. I have no animosity for Schefter for this. He is an information gatherer. As someone who covers the NFL, how do you get information? Via agents, especially super agents like David Dunn. He's carrying his water. He is going to completely 1,000% do everything he can to make David Dunn and thereby David Dunn's client look good. That is the game. As they say on the wire, the game is the game. You know, Pat McAfee, earlier this offseason, caping up for Aaron Rodgers. Of course he carries the water for Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers comes on his show. People would say, I carry the water for the Green Bay Packers. And you know what? You're right. I carry the motherfucking G. Welcome. So now we know where everybody stands. It's not a surprise. No one says it out loud, except for me just now into a microphone. But this is the truth. So when you see Adam Schefter say something that ridiculous, just know where it's coming from. And then you can promptly ignore it. Easy, right? It's that simple. Accidental Hero, how to contact Cheesehead TV about advertising or a gig. Accidental Hero, the easiest way is just to email contact@cheeseheadtv.com. And we will get to it. Aaron Coggins has something to say in a super chat. What's up, Aaron? I like how everyone praised the Chiefs for sitting Mahomes for a year when Alex Smith was playing at MVP level. But when Green Bay does, they are making a mistake. Yeah, but, you know, Alex Smith wasn't playing at an MVP level. I understand he was playing very well. He's coming off his best year as a pro. Mahomes is a different animal, you know. And you saw it as soon as he got on the field that week. Was it 16 or 17 game when they had the playoffs clinched and they played him and he looked great. You know, you saw the talent just pop off the screen. Now, that said, I get the gist of your argument here in the sense that, yes, as I have said, since they selected Jordan Love, the best time to find a quarterback is when you don't need one. The Packers know they didn't need a quarterback. They took a guy who they knew they would have to develop. At that time, obviously thinking, we'll have Aaron for a few more years, and then when Jordan is ready, we will transition. But as Aaron likes to say, threw a wrench into all that. I carry the water for Yosh Nyman. Very, very good. I love it. What are your thoughts on Green Bay planning to sign a new linebacker? Callum. Yeah, Campbell was a very solid addition for the Cardinals last year, who doesn't miss snaps, plays all the time, 99 tackles last year, 2 sacks, 4 years in Atlanta. You like his in coverage. You know, I think he's a very, very solid player. I don't think he's going to come in there and wow anybody. But I did see some people yesterday saying in various outlets, comment sections wise, saying, oh, it's another Band-Aid for the Packers at the position. And that is somewhat true. You know, it's no doubt that Gutekunst has a MO here. He likes to sign these guys. And I don't doubt for a second that this is not a superstar. But if it is a Band-Aid, it's not one of those like wimpy Band-Aids that come off as soon as it gets wet or there's like you brush against it and it just falls off. This is like an industrial strength Band-Aid. This is a Band-Aid that, like, no matter what happens, it is never coming off unless you purposely rip it off. So it's a bit better Band-Aid than the Packers have had in the recent past. Those are my thoughts. Any comments on the James Jones interview? Where is it? Oh, God. Interview today? Yesterday. Just that it was not really anything we haven't talked about before. You know, I know he... Sorry. I know you mentioned Jordy Nelson quite a bit. And hey, been talking about that since this whole thing broke. You know, one of Brian Gutekunst's first actions as general manager was to cut Jordy Nelson. And Aaron Rodgers made no secret about how he did not approve, enjoy, appreciate that move. Sly comments, passive aggressiveness at the locker room interview, blah, 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 over and over and over again when it came to Jordy. That, to me, is the seed, right, that has grown throughout Brian's time as GM. And I don't doubt for a moment that, yes, everything James was talking about is undoubtedly, you know, the engine behind what has frustrated Rodgers throughout the last couple of years, has really kind of formed his opinion of Gutekunst. But I've also seen people saying, like, so the draft pick has nothing to do with it. And I got a huge swath of land in Florida to sell you if you believe that. You know, I don't doubt for a moment that that was the quote-unquote, you know, straw that broke the camel's back. And Rodgers went out, like he said, threw a wrench into the works by having an MVP season. But I don't think James said much that we didn't already know and or have heard about and talked about. I mean, it's always good to hear from people who know Aaron. It'd be nice to hear from Aaron, although I know we're not going to. Yeah, those were my thoughts on that. Oh, don't want to miss any super chats. Patrick's going to get all upset at me. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. If Rodgers doesn't return, does that dampen any excitement for the upcoming season? I believe fans will rush to Lambeau Field as in 2008. I mean, not for me. I said on Twitter a couple weeks ago, they'll lose bandwagon fans, but good riddance, man. Been carrying their dead weight for a while. Look, if you want to go cheer for Aaron Rodgers in retirement, great, man. Awesome. Enjoy. I'm going to be carrying the G and cheering for the green and gold. Will it dampen the excitement for the upcoming season? I think everybody will have to adjust their expectations. There's no doubt about that. With Rodgers, they're a Super Bowl contender. Without him, it's the start of a new era and all the struggles that come with it. It's pretty clear. That doesn't mean they can't get to the playoffs. It doesn't mean they couldn't even make some Cinderella run to the Super Bowl. Very, 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 very unlikely. But yeah, it could happen. But as Han Solo famously said, never tell me the odds. Eric, thanks for the super chat. I didn't follow football at the time, but how much playing time did Rodgers get while Favre was QB1? Is Love's development in a different place altogether? Oh, very different. Yeah, Rodgers got spot duty a few times in regular season games when Favre was knocked out with injury. None of them were particularly noteworthy or great until that Thursday nighter in Dallas. But prior to that, there was a game against the Ravens. There was another game against the Patriots. Mop-up/spot duty that just was unremarkable at best. Hard to watch, if we're being honest. But then that Thursday night, Favre got knocked out in Dallas, and Aaron came in. They didn't win the game, but Aaron looked great. Like, he had a great command of the offense, made some really nice throws, especially tight window throws. And that's when everybody's eyebrows raised and went, oh, wait a second. I think they got something here. You know, you fast forward now to Jordan. I mean, Jordan literally took no snaps last year, wasn't dressed for any games. During practice, Aaron Rodgers was taking 99% of the snaps. And when he wasn't, it was Tim Boyle. You know, so they are in worlds of difference between where they were at developmentally at their points where they might possibly take over. Because we know Aaron sat for 3 years and then was the starter. Jordan sitting for 1 year where he gets no snaps, no offseason, no preseason, whatever. Now he's in having his first snaps with the ones in minicamp and everyone's blowing everything up. Well, yeah, he's going to be a little off. He's going to be a little kind of behind the curve, if you will. And definitely behind the curve of where Rodgers was. No doubt about that. Nice. Do you feel like the longer this goes on, the more it looks bad on Rodgers as well? Not really, Justin. I mean, I don't think anything makes Rodgers look bad until he sits out camp. If he sits out camp, then things will get real. But until then, he's just chilling, man. It's the offseason. He doesn't need to be there in OTAs and shorts and doing all that stuff. He's having an extended vacation. Now, he gets to camp. He's getting fined $50,000 a day while staying away. Then it gets real. And then maybe some people change their minds. But I doubt it. I think most people are entrenched where they want to be. Like, I'm way Team Rodgers. Fire Gutekunst. This is ridiculous. Or, you know what, man? You gave us great memories. You played your heart out. 16 years in Green Bay. Thanks for the memories. Won a Super Bowl. Never take that away from you. I'm ready for Jordan Love. Those are the two sentiments I've seen expressed the most. Now, I'm sure there's plenty of gray area in there. But I don't think those two factions are changing if he sits out camp. I think most of us are pretty much set how we feel about it. But, you know, that's when it gets real. Kyle, thanks for the super chat. Any reason you think more is made about Jordy leaving than Cobb? Cobb at least stayed playing at a high-ish level. You know, I mean, obviously, Jordy was much more productive with Aaron, especially kind of the last year he was healthy prior to the injury. But then he came back and had a great year. Cobb was breaking down at the end of his tenure in Green Bay. I think it felt inevitable. It was hard to justify bringing him back when he couldn't stay on the field. With Jordy, he had fought his way back, got back on the field, and was productive. But then Aaron got hurt. And I think the idea, the feeling around the team, fandom, what have you, was, okay, get Aaron back and let them get back to work. But then Brian cuts Jordy. You know, and now you can argue about the reasoning behind it. You know, yes, no. Do I think he could have been productive with Aaron in one more year? Hell yes, he could have. But you saw slippage in his game. Definitely, I'm not going to say he shut it down with Hundley at quarterback, but he was not as sharp, had a lot of bad drops, didn't, you know, really contribute the way Davante Adams didn't miss a beat. You know, Davante came to play no matter who was that quarterback. So the old adage of get out a year early rather than a year too late, thus cut Jordy Nelson. Now, you can argue, well, they probably should have consulted Aaron Rodgers or talked to him about it and said, this is our reasoning. We're not going to, you know, have you make the decision, but this is why we're doing this. I don't think any of that happened. And again, I think that all is the crux of the issue here. Is this fact that Aaron wants to be included and never will be. And, yeah, so that's why I think of those two, I don't doubt for a moment that if Cobb could stay healthy or could have stayed healthy towards the end of his Green Bay tenure, there have been more of an outcry, more of a push, maybe even from the front office to keep him around. But, you know, he missed so many games. And I just think that it was, again, it was time to move on. Brian just decided, you know, here we go. Remaking the squad, as it were. Eric, thanks for the super chat. Good morning, Nags. You think we are going to have Coach over Corey's house for transplants? Oh, Eric, that is happening. No doubt about it. Don't know a date yet, but that is going to happen. Stanley, thanks for the super chat. Is Campbell better upgrade than Kirksey? I think so, but we'll see. Can't really make a determination until I see him in the defense. Let's get to camp at least and see him in pads, see him flying around. But to my eye, yeah, he's a bit better and should be a bit better in this defense, the new Joe Barry style defense. But yeah, I mean, look, I think Kirksey was a little bit better than people give him credit for. He certainly played a hell of a lot better when they moved him to the weak side last year rather than putting him at the middle. But I do think, yeah, Campbell should be an upgrade. not much of. I don't think it's going to be some huge upgrade, but I think it will be an upgrade. Andrew, thanks for the super chat. Okay, so you say all that about the difference between Love and A-Rob, which I totally agree with. So why this year, a game away from the Super Bowl, everyone back? Why not next year or the year after? Ask Aaron Rodgers? Man, I don't know. They're not trying to put Jordan Love in there. Aaron Rodgers didn't come to minicamp. What? Andrew, I'm sorry to give your super chat short shrift, but the Packers didn't choose this. Aaron Rodgers did. So now it's on to Jordan Love until Aaron decides he wants to play again. Like I said, the plan was most likely draft the quarterback and let him develop. And when you think he's ready, make the transition. Rodgers has forced the transition. I don't know, man. That's all I got for you. Nag's doing a Farvish level question answering today. Falk 34. I'm just feeling it, man. I'm just feeling it, you know, going long a little bit, rambling a little bit. I'm just feeling it. The G life does not choose you. This is correct. All right. I'm going to have to get going. Can't thank you guys enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday. I'll be back this afternoon with some extra cheese after practice, so be on the lookout for that. Corey and I will be on Matt Ramage's show tonight, so find us there. And please do me a huge, humongous monster favor. Hit like on the video. Subscribe to the channel. Tell your friends and tell your family. Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.